to Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the dungeon.
Snuff McGee and Friends. Here we go.
Snuff McGee and Friends, Irrelevance in the Dungeon, episode 42.
Quadre dos.
The return of Brother Tyson.
Hey, man. It's a blessing to be here, man. Back in the building with my people.
I am Snuff McGee, joined by...
It's your man Tyson once again.
Hey, man, you already know it's your boy Kale.
Your boy comedian Micah Ben Ben White.
Mel the Lipstick Diva.
How's everybody's week been?
Been a week, brother.
It's been long.
It's been a long week.
Almost into February. Almost into Black History Month, man.
Come on, March Madness.
Shortest month.
This year we get an extra day.
Yeah.
Make something up.
Make it count.
Make it count.
The good old leap year. Yeah. Let me pay the bills, man. Irrelevance in the Dungeon is available on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel. Also available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. What are the other two, Kel?
Breaker and... You know, I don't remember that last one because nobody listened to that shit no way.
Overcast. Also, check us out on anchor.fm. Those are the bills. This week we have the star of Snuff McGee and Friends comedy show. Comedian, superstar, Micah Bam Bam White. What's going on, bro?
Shit, man. Hey, yo. I don't know who the last sponsor is, but what I do know is they didn't pay nothing. I do know that, because if they paid something, you would figure out who they
were.
This is somebody's friend that's trying to do some shit out their trunk. You know what? I forgot the nigga's name. The name is company. But yeah. I mean, you don't not say the name of a sponsor that paid you.
Yeah.
Everybody got that much sense.
I give Kale the opportunity. I give him the opportunity every week.
He does this every week, and I'm never going to remember it.
It is what it is. But nah, I'm chilling, man. It's good to be here, bro.
What's good, man? This is your second appearance on The Dungeon, man.
Yeah. I gotta watch what I say, man. On The Dungeon. In The Dungeon.
You know, we're gonna try to get it out, man.
Yes.
What's been going on since the last appearance?
A lot of stuff. You know, I do a lot of community work, man. You know, a lot of people know me as a comic, but the reality of most of my work is like community stuff. So, building a new Boys and Girls Club out in Churchill.
We're redoing
some stuff with the Girl Scouts. I'm on the board for Girl Scouts. Got a comedy show coming up with this other organization I'm on the board with called Backpacks of Love. We feed hungry kids out in rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a comedy show, me, and we getting this dude that does James Brown. So that's going to be out in Powhatan. I'm the only black dude on the board, so y'all know what kind of show this is going to be.
However,
but y'all, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I've just been doing a lot of community stuff, man. But comedy has always been there, you know. I've been doing a lot of music lately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do, it's a spot, y'all know Vagabond, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so on Thursday night, Vagabond has a band, a whole live band. And so I've been performing with the band on most Thursdays. So that's really been like the other thing. It's like what the hell? So yeah. So it's been that.
Now when you say perform with the band, are you singing? Are you playing instruments? What exactly are you doing?
Man, I'm doing everything.
Oh yeah?
I'm singing. Actually I'm learning two songs now. I played before.
Mm-hmm.
I play piano, I play bass. So I played before. But I'm singing, rapping, just kind of being on the mic, just entertaining. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like comedy is my thing. But entertainment is just what I love to do.
I tell Kim, one of my favorite of all time is Sammy Davis Jr. The brother did everything. Did everything, man.
Everything.
And then we have the 2020 version of Sammy Davis in the building. Man is on the piano. He's rapping, doing comedy. Jack of all trades, man.
Feeding kids.
Yeah.
I
sure took care of the baby. Somebody give this nigga a cake.
Yeah.
So that's what's been up. This is the last time I was here, man. But I gotta watch what I say on this show. I be saying stuff that I don't supposed to be saying.
Just tell me to edit out, and of course I won't. But
I'm weak.
Now I seen you on TV as well talking about ancestry, man. Tell me about that.
Nah, man. I'm sort of the Chesterfield County Library hit me up. They wanted to like market their ancestry genealogy program and shit. So they got me in. So they're using me to prove that this thing works. But at the same time, you using me also means that I'm really finding out about my life for real. Like for y'all, it's just advertising. For me, I'm like, what? My granddad did what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is crazy. But I'm finding out about my life. You know, I'm finding out that my grandmother that raised me went to college when she was 30 years old. I mean, back in the 30s when she was 18 years old. I know black women go to college in the 30s, you know, in Alabama. So I'm learning that. Her husband was a Tuskegee Airman. He went down in the war, so I was able to get all the documents from his war, the scene where his plane went down,
mm-hmm.
The year, and then, like, how to... So it's been eye-opening. And then I found out this nigga ain't my granddad. The nigga that's my granddad, two blocks down the street around the corner.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How does that mix-up happen?
It's not a mix-up. It's just an omission of information.
Oh, she knew.
No damn mix-up. Everybody knew what the hell. Everybody knew who my granddad was. But, you know, so you got to be ready for that. You know what I'm saying? You got to be ready for the things that people ain't told you.
Now, with that, were you finding everything out on camera or before you went on?
A little bit of both. Most of it before I went on.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff you'll hear me say, but I had an idea that you know what I'm saying? You have these, I think as you grow, you start to have these little inklings about your family, like, yo, I'm the only light-skinned motherfucker at the table. Like, some, you know, I got curly hair, everybody else had nappy. Something ain't right. And then you find out later on that your instinct was right.
And see, the asshole in me would have, you know, if I was doing a series, I'd have been like, well, before we talk, I would just like you to see this, right? Yeah, I mean, that's a dope experience. Now, will everybody be able to do that, or are they just signaling certain people
out? No, it's free. It's free to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just showing how you can go about the process to do it for yourself and your own family. So, it's free. That's the point that they're trying to make with it, is that you can come and do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And go get it. But you got to be ready, man. You got to be ready for things. And the lady, she told me, she said, do not look at this with 21st century eyes. She said, because you look at it with 21st century eyes, you're going to see something different. Like, I found out my great-grandmother, mom says, I told you, man, I got to watch what the fuck I say on your show. Mm-hmm. I'm telling all my business. But here we go. My grandmother, great-grandmother, she had a baby when she was 13, 15, 17, and 20.
Mm-hmm.
So 13, 15, 17, and 20. My grandmother was born when she was 17. My great-grandfather, this nigga, was 33, 35, 37, and 40.
Okay.
That is crazy. Yeah.
Now,
so if you look at that with 21st century eyes, you're like, yo.
We're looking at R. Kelly back in the day. If we were looking at...
I am crying. But
at the same time, back then, things were accepted back then that aren't accepted now. That's what times do. They change, you know?
That was like the normal process. You know what I mean? So,
like, you gonna go get you a husband, but he ain't gonna be your age.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll never really be able to understand, like, how, you know, things were, but I think we have to look at it with the respect that it happened. But he did have four kids with one woman. Do we have, I know if he had other kids, maybe so, you know, but I'm here.
So, something good came out.
It is what it is, you know. But yeah, but it's been a good experience. I would encourage you to go do it.
Do you remember is there a website for that, or how do you, if I wanted to do it, what would I have to do?
I have no idea, but you know, ChesterfieldCounty.gov,
Chesterfield,
and then go to the library and then type in, just search, you know, genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it'll pop up.
Okay.
Or just go down to the Chesterfield Central Library and just go to the front desk and be like, I want to, you know, do my genealogy. They'll get you straight.
Cool, no doubt.
Yeah.
Now, before we go any further, the Navy Hill Project, I know you all have heard about that. We're revitalizing near the Coliseum, adding hotels, shops, and affordable housing. It was turned down by the city council, I want to say, a little over a week ago.
Yeah.
Mr. White, how do you feel about the whole thing?
Man, you got me making a political stance on the Snuff and Friends.
I once again, I told you I would not edit it out.
Here's the way I feel about it, man. I think we missed on a big opportunity in Richmond. You know, somebody want to dump $1.2 billion in your backyard, you find a way to say, yeah. You know, maybe the first way it's presented ain't the way, but you don't settle on no. There's no settlement of no. All right, you want to dump $1.2 billion. You got $1.2 billion
mm-hmm.
to give us. All right, we'll take it, but here's how we're going to take it. Not now. We don't want it because, or whatever the reasons might be. So I just think it's unfortunate. So the city was putting up $300 million. It was a $1.5 billion project, right? The city putting up $300 million, right? $300 million had to be given to minority contractors.
Mm-hmm.
So the money that the city was putting up was going into minority contractors that had a business in the city. These minority contractors was going to get workers that were going to be trained at J. Sargent Reynolds. So now Jason Hunter Rendell trains probably, let's say, 1,500 people. They get free education mm-hmm. for a trade. So whether they work with the city or not, this education is about to be dumped into the community. Mm-hmm. Now, the money that's this $300 million now is going to pay these people. So now you're dumping probably, let's say, $190 million, at least after taxes and everything, into the low-income community. That alone. What are we going to get another $1.9 million to dump? $190 million to jump into the black communities. Who got that?
The biggest thing I was hearing was education, that they were taking money from education. And my thing was, with the gaming emporiums, with the Indians saying they bring the casino into town, where's all this money? The Virginia Lottery, where's this money going? Why is this money not being talked about by the Navy Hill Project as being like the scapegoat for all those issues?
Well, I think they go back to your city council person for those particular districts. I mean, the reality of this money being taken away from the schools, that's a narrative that somebody made up that is totally out of context of what the money was being given for. Like this is a purpose of the school boards. And the thing about the school boards is they do whatever they do, and they do the best they can do with it. The problem with Richmond schools ain't the money. The problem is ain't no parents involved in the schools. So that's your issue. Until you saw that, you can build the most beautiful motherfucking school in the history of schools. If the mentality of the people in the school ain't there, they're going to bring it down to where their minds are. So you got to get these people involved. Mm-hmm. So that's a scapegoat. I don't want to hear that.
Well said.
No, that's facts with the mentality. It don't matter about what you do. If the mental's fucked up, nothing's going to come out.
You know what the inevitable is. Yeah, so why act like money going to solve that problem? Yeah. Nah. Train people, thing, you don't have to give them no money. They're going to get it.
I've been hearing right after that was turned down that someone's trying to buy the Coliseum now and remodel it. Whereas it's right after this was not approved, I think they were just waiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would imagine so. I mean, there's some I imagine some heavy money people out here that, you know, behind the scenes and kind of wait to see how things work out and, you know, then make their moves. You know, that's just my guess. I'm not an expert in that, but that's just what I would imagine.
I also believe, this is the views of Snuff McGee. I'll put that out there. But with Mayor Stoney, I think this was a knock at him, too. They didn't want him to have this would have been his legacy right here, you know?
Yeah.
As a black mayor, to bring this into the city. And we all know he was all for it.
I think we all can have, you know, our opinions about that. And, you know, one that has an opinion that way could be right or they could be wrong. But the reality of it is, it doesn't matter whether his legacy was the reason you voted or not voted. You're in public service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to look out for the people you serve. Mm-hmm. All this little person-to-person type bull crap, nah, it should be irrelevant. So if that is a part of your thinking, then the community needs to get people like that out. Because you're going to make bad decisions because you're doing this for you, not for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're there for. You're there for us. So, yeah, nah. So I'm not saying that was a part of anybody's thinking. But if it is, that person should kind of really readjust how they're thinking about this thing.
I was all for it. Yeah. I think it would have been great for the city. We got people now going from Tidewater straight to D.C. and just avoiding us.
Mm-hmm.
Concerts. You look at now Charlotte this last year with the CIAAs. I think I want to say they're going to Maryland now.
Yeah.
Mm. Skipping right past us with a new arena. How much money is Charlotte making off CIAAs this weekend?
So much money.
Yeah. Seemed like it shouldn't be rocket science that if you can create, you know, stimulation economics wise, do that.
Yeah.
Like you said, brother, figure out a way. Cut your personal shit aside. Figure out a way. Get it done.
Let's figure it out, man.
Facts are facts.
Don't be a pessimistic. Boost, be an optimistic.
Exactly. You
know? Let's hope. Right. Hopefully, we can get something done, man. Let's light it up, man. Snuff Again Friends Comedy Show, March 21st, Liaison Restaurant in Petersburg, Virginia. It will be starring this man right across from me, Michael Bam Bam White. Also featuring Mike J and Lazarus Hamlin. Music by DJ Sir RJ. Hosted by the very handsome, sexy.
I'm not hosting the show.
Well played. I'm weak. Well played.
Snuff McGee.
The door was too.
Oh, wow.
Huh? Yeah, I left it open for a while, man. Hey, look, I can stroke my own ego, man. But I want to say, hey, look, bro, I met him when I was 25, man, and I was starting out just, you know, doing some open mics, and I met him in Chesterfield. It was a Black History show. I don't know if you remember that, but I want to say it was Morris Day and the Time in the Manhattan.
Yeah. At Virginia State.
Yeah. Wow. Snuff McGee is a big Morris Day fan. It was the dopest experience. I actually got to drive to Bay. I had to pick up the Time from the airport, and I had to take the Manhattans to the show. And the thing about the Manhattans were, after they finished performing, they wanted to go back, you know, to the hotel. So I'm killing 95 to drop them off so I can catch the Time, you know what I'm saying? And they put on a dope show. I want to say you opened up.
Yeah.
You opened up for that.
I did. I was the comedian for the, that was the Chesterfield County. They was doing those shows once a year, so I was a comedian for those shows, yep. I remember those days. Good days.
Brother opened up for Morris Day, man.
That's dope. That's impressive, nigga.
Like, what was this, 15 years ago?
Fishnet black pantyhose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they did the bird, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was a pretty dope show, man.
They've been doing the same show since that show. I've seen them like four or five other times. It's been the same show. And they don't need to change.
When is that good?
When you that age and you done found what worked, I'm not creating nothing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
That's what the people want
to
see.
If him and Jerome can still do the leg move at this age, I mean, that's impressive to me, man.
That's very impressive.
Yes. But I just want to say that thanks for agreeing to be a part of the show.
Definitely.
You know, for headlining for us. We're trying to do something big in Petersburg, man. You know, we don't have so much down here. Trying to, you know, do something positive. Hopefully we can keep it moving right after that.
So come out to the show. If you listen to the podcast, come out to the show, man. March 21st. We're going to have a ball. I got some things to talk about.
No doubt, babe.
I got some things to talk about.
He got some shit to say.
Man, I got some stuff on my chest.
I'm going to say it the way he posted it.
He got some
goddamn shit to say.
See, I've been singing for the last 4 months. I need to get this shit off my chest. So you need to come out on March. And March 21st is the first opportunity I can really get this off my chest. See, most of my comedy is corporate comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be in a certain way. I'm still me. I'm not fake. I don't, you know, the big words I use them in real life. Not just because I know what y'all paying me and I can't say what I'm going to say. But when I get to do shows like on March 21st, I really get to let people know what I really think. And you don't get that opportunity too often these days. So come out. It's going to be a good one. I got some shit. Ooh.
Just go ahead and hold us for it, brother. Look, tickets are available on Eventbrite. Also at Liaison Restaurant. I'm going to do a commercial after this show. We're going to offer 2 free tickets. And I'll give you the information after the show. But I know it's going to be dope. My man here starring Lazarus Hamlin, Mike J, DJ Sir RJ. We got the building for the whole night, man. Y'all come check us out, man.
I'm going to be in that bitch, too.
Kel says he's going to rap as well.
I might have said that.
And also, look, this is the inside stuff, man. You know, Mel the Lipstick Diva was going to be in the building.
Yes, sir.
I am.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't at first, but now I am. I'm putting New York on the back burner.
That exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because you nosy and you want to hear what I got to say. Yeah.
Nah,
listen.
Girl, he had some shit to say. I didn't even know that anymore.
Listen. No, I just had to come show my face because I am Mel the Lipstick Diva. And, you know, I want to introduce y'all. You know, bring y'all out on stage.
Man, with the lip in the gap.
Y'all. Yeah, like I said, March 21st, man. More information is coming later. I want to thank you, man, for coming to do the show for the second time. First time was crazy, man. Dropped knowledge on the show. I had to make a 2-parter of it.
Word. That was a good time, man. That was a good conversation.
Definitely looking forward to March 21st. Shout out Money Executives Entertainment for sponsoring the event. Jay Prince, man, we appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to the Prince.
Want to shout out Tyson, man. Hey. It's been a minute, bro.
Yeah, man. Yo.
We're waiting for the Spanish. Waiting for the Spanish, man.
Yeah, hey, man.
Got, you know, Jeremiah Johnson going on now, you know?
Like I said, just having to be that way.
It's like you've been hibernating for real, brother. Right. Come back.
Yeah. I was off the grid, definitely. Yeah, so glad to be back, you know, be with my peoples, man. So it's a beautiful thing. Mm. Yeah.
Like I said, once again, Mr. White, I want to thank you for stopping by. Join us for Relevance in the Dungeon. Coming up next, we got Latest with Mel the Lipstick Diva, who has a special guest for us.
Yeah, all
right. I'm looking forward to it, man. You going to sing for us tonight?
No, not tonight. I'm too tired for that.
Oh, shit.
I want to hear a song. Come on, man. It's not
listen. Okay, I got a song for y'all.
Right.
I was listening to this song on the way over here,
mm-hmm.
and it was weighing down on my heart, because that's how I felt. Y'all ready?
Now, bring it up for the next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, look. Mel's gonna sing for us coming up shortly. I wanna hear the song. Hopefully it's not gonna be too long. We don't have too much tonight.
She can wait to be encouraged. You know, I mean, be like, no, I ain't gonna do it. And you're like, no, you should do it. Okay, I got this song, right? Just waiting to be encouraged. That's what I'm talking about.
Just ready to pounce. Coming up next, the latest with Mel the Lipstick Diva. What's going on, Mel?
What's up, y'all? It's me. It's Mel with the Lip in the Gap. Kel. So, I do want to start this thing off with unsung heroes. I do have Natasha here, or you can call her Star. She does have a beautiful play that's coming up around Black History. And I do have a quote I want to say because I like it before she does talk about the production, because I love the production. I actually got to see the script. And the quote here is by Marcus Garvey. A people without the knowledge of their past history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots. That sounds good, huh?
I like it.
So tell us more about unsung hero. I'm sorry. Did I say that right? Yep. Yes, Unsung Heroes.
So it is a Black History production. And I say production because it's not a play. It encompasses poetry, dancing, singing, acting, all into one. People from all a part of the community. And basically, we want to show our history of events and people that don't get a lot of attention. So not the Martin Luther Kings, although they are important. The Malcolm X is important too, but like the Black Panthers, how oftentimes they're viewed as having been radicals that, you know, were violent. And we don't really talk about how they had school programs and how they had health programs. And they policed for us because we didn't get the support from the policing that should have been there for us. So we really just want to take an opportunity to really show love and honor to our history, because we want to talk about those unsung heroes.
Okay.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful. Okay. And this is on March 7th, correct?
It's on March 6th.
I do apologize, people. I'm about to get y'all up. Y'all about to pull up on the wrong date.
Snuff normally moderates, so we'll let that slide.
And it's funny because being on March 6th, one of the first thing I was asked, well, that is not Black History Month. And I said, well, I am Black 365 days of the year.
Okay, come on, Black.
So we don't have to be confined to the month of February to celebrate our history. So
come on now.
It's going to be an amazing experience, and we really want everyone to come out and have an epic experience, because it's going to be an interesting way to learn about our history. You're going to walk away knowing something you didn't know before.
Okay.
Snuff McGee will be in the building. Mel, you put that 93 octane in the car. me and Kel are going to roll with you down there.
I'm definitely going to be there because Mel the Lipstick Diva being on the scene is going to bring the people out. Okay, honey? All right. But yeah, shout out to Unsung Heroes. I definitely feel like this is going to be a great production. You don't often see things like this around our community, especially not from the country, because you're not from the country girl, okay? But this is definitely going to be great for around the Tri-City area. So I hope you guys do come out. So we are going to have the information out there for you, so you know where to come, what time, and what day. But thank you so much, Star.
Thank you for inviting me, and I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Now, you were also saying it was an unsung hero, and the Snuff McGee, I didn't want to do the interview, Kel. I didn't, because I don't see myself as a hero. But when I was...
that's funny. I don't see you as one either.
When I was approached, and, you know, when she was mentioning, you know, Black Panthers, mm-hmm. and you know, the Tulsa and Wall Street. No, I'm just saying that the fact that to be included with that, it's an honor. Okay. It's an honor and a privilege.
Snuff, I can't stand you.
What? I just want to say I appreciate, you know.
But why can't you be an unsung hero?
Wait a minute. Well, this is how she got me the first time, you know? And
I am crying.
So when you get down there, March 6th.
Yeah, I understand the date.
No, I'm just stressing the issue. On March 6th, when you get down there and you see the special on Snuff McGee, just don't be alarmed. And I'm being the humble guy that I am, just don't make a big deal about it.
I will try not to, Snuff, because you are definitely a great guy, you know.
Oh, Lord. Can I touch you, please?
Steve,
I'll be quiet. Back to Mel.
Yes, back to Mel. So, You know, this week I haven't seen too much from you guys. I've been trying to look and get the tea, but you know, the only tea I've been getting is about these taxes. And the top two things I've been seeing you guys saying that you are going to buy is a giraffe and some zebra meat. I don't know what y'all trying to do. If y'all just trying to be exotic.
I saw the zebra meat, and when I think of giraffe, I always think of that world famous Gucci, that Gucci line.
That's exactly what I was
saying. I say high like giraffe pussy.
Oh, so my God.
That's exactly what came
so
to
So I just assume niggas going to be like, you know what, I got that giraffe pussy in the yard, you know.
One of those issues.
No, I don't understand what you guys are trying to do with a giraffe, because where are you going to put them at? In the back of the apartment.
In the backyard, nigga. Back in the apartment.
Yeah. Some of these people live in apartments.
No, they don't live in apartments. He could be in the back of the apartment.
Yeah. Oh, back of the apartment.
Shout out Desi Banks.
Yeah, him and Polly will be back there.
Okay, the dog and the giraffe going to be in the back. All right. Anyways, but yeah, about that zebra meat, I don't think so. It might got some type of virus or something going on with that. We never had, you know what? I never had zebra, and I never seen anyone else try it, so I'll leave that to you guys. But anyway, lastly, besides the tax situation, just a little financial 101. When it comes to getting a credit card, and I'm just learning this, y'all, because y'all know I'm just building my credit back up. When you are utilizing your card, only utilize 10% of it. Just because you got a $10,000 credit limit don't mean spend it, baby. Save you some money and pay on time. That's the latest from Mel the Lipstick Diva with the lip and the gap.
I appreciate the dry bread with the $10,000 credit card. But that is so true. That 10% is very crucial. You want that credit history, and you want the lowest amount on that credit card. I'll tell people all the time, just get your Netflix and your Disney Plus or whatever you pay for each monthly. Pay it with your credit card and just pay it right back off, man.
Wish I'd known y'all about 10 years ago.
Yeah, do not pay the minimum due. Pay more.
Pay more, because they do increase your limit, but that ain't always a good thing.
I mean, it is a good thing as long as you ain't spending.
Woo!
Tell them yourself.
Rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
I'm spending.
I'm good riding stuff. Around and I'm getting it.
Good stuff, Mel. And we can't wait for March 6th. We will be there.
Thank you. We're so excited.
Just make the snuff part. Just make sure. Just trim it down.
Tell them where it's at one more time.
It is going to be at 438 Elm Street in Waverly, Virginia.
Whoop whoop.
No doubt. Latest with Mel the Lipstick Diva.
Yeah.
Over and out.
Absolutely.
Irrelevance in the Dungeon, man. We're going to start off. Last Saturday night, I was able to watch this show. ESPN Plus pay-per-view. I don't think it was on ESPN. Matter of fact, stop from me. I'm not going to incriminate myself. Deontay Wilder took on Tyson Fury. It was a very, very shocking fight.
It was.
You think
you called it, though?
Huh?
You called it, though.
Well, it was very shocking to some. I didn't say it was shocking to me.
I won't surprise, man.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to get to, man. The thing about it was Tyson Fury told everybody what he was going to do.
He did.
Man, he pressed that dude. And here's the thing. I think, you know, when you're 6'7", right?
Mm-hmm.
Not often in life are you looking up at anybody.
Yeah.
So to have to look up at somebody you don't know how to do this. And then you're looking at somebody that's also like 40 pounds bigger than you are. And he's walking towards you.
Whole fight.
The entire fight. Pressing you the entire.
Very confident.
I mean, there's no way to beat that. There's no way to beat that. Tyson Fury, I mean, Wilder had to knock him out, and Fury wouldn't let him in.
Now, I've been hearing all week they're saying that Fury pretty much won the fight in the 12th round of the last fight. After Wilder knocked him down, and he got up, and he realized he had to go forward with this guy and couldn't wait on the punch.
Mm-hmm.
And off top with this last fight, that's all he did.
That's all he did.
Attack Wilder, and he just looked so much bigger than Wilder in this fight.
Yeah.
His
presence.
This is the part I'm getting into, which I felt a way about in the last few days. We all know Deontay Wilder came out Black History Month. You know, he showed a lot of black pride with his costume. And he's making excuses this week, saying the costume was too heavy and it took his legs out.
He had no legs when he got up in there.
Yeah. He didn't have any legs after the second round.
Look, man. I was in the army. And we walked 10 miles with a 100-pound rucksack on our back. And I am nowhere near in the shape that this dude should be in walking from the dressing room to the goddamn ring. I don't want to hear that.
I will say this, that Big Van Vader, I'm a big wrestling fan.
If anything, you should have just been warm.
Yeah.
You should have been ready.
Van Vader used to wear this big thing over, remember Tyson?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he used to take it off and smoke used to come out of it. Yeah. Now, he would go down to the ring. Big Van Vader was 400 pounds.
Yeah.
And he would go to the ring and wrestle for 30 minutes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, so I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Also, the trainer who threw in the towel, I heard he's been fired from the Wilder camp. This trainer was a former boxer. I realize a lot of boxers like former boxers as their trainers because they understand what it's like being in the ring. We can see from that fight that Wilder was not in the fight. Wilder was pretty much gone. The guy was saving him. He said he wanted to go on his own sword.
I agree with him. I was the first person to say he shouldn't have called that shit. If he...
That man was getting the brakes beat off. That could have been like some legit damage.
We saw the pictures.
For that shit, man.
We saw the pictures, man. He was getting... I mean,
that was a thorough.
He looked like borderline Drago versus Apollo Creed. If we saw what happens to Apollo.
If he does.
That was like, yo, that's
we talking about a man who, my bad, big
dog. You're good, brother.
We talking about a man who has literally said he wanted to kill somebody in the ring. Let that man go out on his own, man.
Hey, man, I just think that he was outmatched. Anyway. So you just don't even try to make no excuse. Just let it be what it is.
My question to you are, can Wilder win the third fight?
No. Yes. He's been discovered.
Can he? Yes, he can. Do I think he will?
No. I don't think he will.
Yeah. That's correct. Possibility because he has a power punch.
Yep.
So it has a possibility. But to that point, Wooly, no.
I don't think he will.
Fury's got the game master, code broken. Yeah. Wrap it up.
Just sneak one right in there.
I want to apologize for all the memes I put out this week, Wilder, which has been very hilarious, I will say.
I would like to say that people get on my goddamn nerves talking about we shouldn't be making fun of Wilder and all that shit because he's black.
No.
Fuck that shit, man.
He's a fighter, and he talks a lot of shit. Now, the reason I'm going at him is because Deontay Wilder had the audacity to say he could beat Tyson in his prime.
What?
Yes.
He did say that. He did.
He called him out. He said he could beat Tyson in his prime.
But do you know what? That's possible.
Because of the reach?
No. It's possible because he has that one punch that can knock somebody out.
Man.
And also, he's taller than Tyson. Now, granted, most of the people that Tyson fought was bigger than him. So he was used to looking up. So that was his game.
We say this with the power, but we look at his track record. He doesn't have any high quality wins on this.
And the thing, and you correct with that. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump in. I was just going to share that the thing with Iron Mike is that along with that crazy power, Iron Mike had technique.
Oh man,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So
still got it.
Exactly. So when you talk about that matchup, especially now. And probably before then, knowing that Wilder, his thing is power puncher, you see that it's not really much technique, even with the fundamentals. So Wilder's talking about he could take out Iron Mike in his prime, no sir. No. Because Iron Mike would use technique, be aggressive. So you think it's a problem with Tyson Fury coming at him. What's he going to do with Iron Mike in his prime coming at him? And he's coming in that raw. Wilder is coming in with, you know, talent or power, but that technique's gonna smash all of that.
Think about Mike, he hits you so fast and so hard. And, I mean, you really trying to sit there and think about what the fuck just happened.
Yeah.
And why are you thinking about what the fuck just happened? He hit you again.
And then you're thinking about, why the fuck did I sign up to do this?
Damn it. If Iron Mike invades Wilder's space, which he's gonna do, he's gonna use his head movement, invade Wilder's space, and hit him with that side uppercut joint. Wilder's gonna be in the fucking over top of the third rope.
Well, not just the body punches, but Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know Wilder as a body puncher.
You know,
he has that height, he has, you know, that straight, but
you saw the Fury punches hurting, like Wilder was getting fucked up, man.
Tendon is bleeding.
Yeah.
He was looking like, Wilder was looking like, you remember the Martin joint when he fought Hitman Hearns?
Yeah, those were the memes.
Yeah.
The memes.
He posted an animal of those.
Now, can Fury be defeated? Can Joshua beat Fury?
I don't think that's going to be either one of them.
I don't either.
I'm saying it the same way I was saying it from the other statement. Can Joshua beat Fury? Yes. Do I think Joshua will beat Fury? No. I think Fury is the guy right now.
I think Joshua's been ducking both of them.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think Joshua would be Wilder.
Yeah. But the money fight, money fight is going to be the trilogy, part three of this, Fury Wilder. And then after that, I guess with Joshua. Yeah.
I mean, because let's not be remiss. Wild ain't no bitch.
Nah.
I mean, this is a grown man fighter. Wild is legit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Fury is just that much better. You know what I'm saying? So let's not make it like Wild up, you know.
No, that's the thing. I'm not disrespecting Wilder, but at the same time, when you talk,
I ain't trying.
I ain't trying that nigga.
No, I'm not a boxer. I'm just Snuff McGee.
I could be a boxer.
But we're going to see part three, and I think this one's going to make more money than the previous two.
Won't be my money. But
once again, no incrimination on Snuff McGee.
I just feel like if it's a third one, that it's just going to be more of the same thing. I mean,
I agree with you, but people are gonna pay to watch the scene.
Mm-hmm. Y'all think it's friendly?
Just in case something else happens.
Nah, because even with Wilder, like, okay, getting some time training, the level that Fury had, with the first fight, you saw technically that Fury was above. It's just that he was too defensive. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, Wilder has so far to go to even get in that same realm. You know what I mean? You know, it's kind of like you just, you know, getting into it where you got Fury who's been deep in it from a technique standpoint.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
That's true.
Being 34 years old, it's going to be pretty much hard to pretty much learn how to box or how to fight at this age.
That's
fair.
Yeah.
But I'll be looking forward to it. Let's move on, man. The coronavirus. I've heard that it's been reported in California now. It's been a couple of cases. If we've seen the last 7 days, stocks are plummeting right now.
Buy them bitches now.
For a fact.
Buy them now.
It's really dropping.
I know, because my stock was dropping. I was like, what's going on?
Buy that shit.
Another coronavirus?
Yeah. My question for that is the media sensationalizing the virus?
100%.
No, I think the media has sensationalized people's nervous system. Period. So now anything that seems like it should be something that we're afraid of or something that, you know, we should be worried about, everybody fucking get worried about it. And we was talking about this on the way down here, and I was like, you know, most people are afraid of stuff that never happened to them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Damn, that was, yeah.
You know, so, and that's the reality a lot of people live. So when you, and that's from the sensationalism of media, news, how we respond to one another. Man, let me tell you what this motherfucker did. He ain't really do nothing. He ain't really do nothing for you to jump in. Let me tell you what this motherfucker did. But that's how we do.
I mean, we're fear-based and dramatized society as a whole. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah.
So I think that's where it comes from. And that's actually a mental illness.
I think if the last 10 years, we've seen every year they'll say
we've been both to die from something.
Bird flu,
swine flu,
Ebola, the swine flu, SARS. Yeah. Which, these are all very serious things. But there's more people dying from the flu in America. But now, with the coronavirus, we're... Wash your hands.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to say the flu is really, like, impacting people. Like, it was... I saw on the news, it was a young boy that was from here in Petersburg. Like, they had to amputate either his leg... Or, yeah, like, from the flu.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't breathe. And I believe, I don't remember, I think either he had blood clots or something. But he had a simple cough and they were treating it. And it got worse because I believe he had a fever and couldn't breathe. And that ended up having him being his leg or toe. Something got amputated. But I'm just like, you know, if you don't feel good or you know you're sick, don't try to self-medicate yourself. You might need to go to the doctor with the way things are floating around these days.
Go get some Sudafed.
That shit don't work. My sinus infection was so bad off, it ain't do nothing but make me nothing. It was a sugar pill.
All you need is some whiskey and some weed, and that cure everything.
Oh, it don't cure it. Just make you not give a fuck. You don't really care that you got it.
I feel bad. My daughter had the flu all week, and I tried to give her some Hennessy, but my old lady went.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, look, she wanted it. She had the goddamn flu. I was worried.
You're trying to get a baby out of hot toddy.
The views of kale only represent kale. Unless it was the white Hennessy, because, I mean, that is...
You know that don't last around me, so
this
I don't
is
know
not the 1930s where they put the drink in the baby bottle.
That's what they're supposed to do. That's why them people live to 150.
Moving along is snuff away.
And another issue we had this week, man, Kobe Bryant, they had the remembrance at the Staples Center this week.
Yes, sir.
Mm. And we saw Michael Jordan with his speech with the snot.
That was beautiful, man.
Yeah, it was a very beautiful speech. And it was real. It was real, Mike. I have to tell you all, I'm waiting for that 30th 30 for 30. Nigga. I want to say in June it's going to drop on the Bulls.
You know, I ain't even know Mike do it for real, but that joint looks amazing.
Yeah, listen, it does.
They went in on Mike already. But it was too soon.
But Mike said it. He said, I'm not going to let these meme for the next 3 years. It's going to be longer than 3 years.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same day they had the meme shoot out. Like,
they put the old one on top of the new one.
between the end of Jordan's run and to this day, there's only been one player who we can say was Jordan-esque. And that was Kobe Bryant.
Dean, baby.
Yeah.
And in fact, when MJ spoke and saying how Kobe was pretty much asking him questions, and you could tell the fire he had in him, the wanting to be the best. Mike, that was in him. And to see somebody else to feel the same way, that's why you saw Jordan react the way they reacted at the funeral.
Yeah.
And I just think that's a beautiful thing.
The memorial, not the funeral.
I mean, yeah, the memorial. I'm sorry.
It was definitely, you know, very heartfelt.
Me, bro. Like, you know, I'm the biggest Kobe fan. And I got niggas like you all day always talking about Jordan all the time. But to see that connection, that warmed my heart, my man.
You know, I think the memorial humanized.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? We get to hear some back stories, some things that, you know, we never get to see. Mm-hmm. We get to hear about them. So I thought it was well done. I thought Vanessa was strong.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Kudos to her.
Definitely.
She didn't even have to do that shit.
I was ready to tear when she started talking about Gigi.
Yeah.
It still doesn't feel real to me. It really doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Not to sound lame or anything, but just it's still shocking.
Yeah,
it's called Kobe Bryant, man.
And you ain't got to me.
Mike J was the one that told me. It was I was asleep and my phone rang. It was like 4 something. And Mike J, yo, what up, man? You heard what happened to Kobe?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? He was like, Kobe dead, man. I was like, man, shut up. Like, shut up, man. I said, man, don't do that. I said, what's up, man? He didn't say nothing. Mm. I said, man, god damn, this dude dead. So that's how I found out Kobe was dead.
Somebody sent me a link, and it said fox.com, but sometimes that'll be bullshit links.
Yeah,
it'll be a fake Fox. So I was like, nah, let me just Google Kobe Bryant. And I started to see CNN, TMZ, and when you see TMZ now, TMZ don't bullshit.
Well, TMZ was the first one.
Too many lawsuits, man. Yeah. They gotta be as legit as they can be.
TMZ be at the crime scene, like, before the motherfucker shot, they be there.
I ain't gonna lie, my little cousin was the one who told us, and we cussed that nigga out because he was like, it was on TMZ. Nigga, shut up, TMZ, you don't know that more. And then that shit came. Oh.
Yeah, TMZ is official.
I already told you how it was. Clearly, nigga.
How
much fucking money do they have?
I need to research who started this company.
Harvey?
Yeah. I think that
not Harvey Weinstein.
Oh.
I forget the nigga name who actually.
Speaking of Harvey Weinstein,
yeah.
Good segue. Good segue.
Before we get to the rapist, I will say Vanessa has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the helicopter operator and the company.
Yeah, and that's weird, man. Like, apologies in advance. I just feel like there's some. I'm a conspiracy guy. You know what I mean? So fuck it. It is what it is. But I just find it weird. Like, with the circumstance, you know what I mean? I just feel like it's, and like I said, I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I want to be wrong. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like there's something weird about it. You know what I mean? Like, it was like orchestrated. You know what I mean? Whether it's like some sort of blood sacrifice or whatever it may be, because that shit's real. Believe it or not.
I've heard a conspiracy on that. Saying
I'm
Kobe,
with you not on this one.
Yeah,
though.
Kobe was involved.
But who would
some...
use him to? Who would want to sacrifice?
And that's what I'm saying. So, like I said, I hope I'm wrong, but it just seems weird. Like, you know, having all this money
close to you.
And prestige, and it's like you don't nobody do maintenance on the fucking choppers. You know what I mean? Like,
well, there was nothing wrong with the chopper.
It was the fog.
Yeah, it was.
But then even with that, so if it's just fog,
we don't know. What happened? Why the shit happened to people that happened to them? We have no idea why the stuff that happened to people happened to them, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's
fact. So trying to figure that out is doing nothing but making a fool out of your damn self. Especially when we don't have any factual information. No. What we can agree on is that something unfortunate happened to Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Why it happened is irrelevant to the fact that it is a tragedy.
Yeah,
no, that's matter right. How the sausage is made, okay.
So trying to figure that, you know, I think, you know, I think what happens is that goes back to that statement I was making earlier. People fear things that never really happen to them. Just be mindful, man, of like how you feel about the things you say to yourself and how it make you feel, because in your own space, these are the thoughts that you have, and you don't want to live in that space. You know, living in a space of worried about what other people are doing and whether it's about to fuck me over or not, That's a horrible space. That's an incaptivated space, even when you by yourself. These motherfuckers got power over you. Fuck that.
Now, oh, yeah, absolutely.
So what we do know is something bad happened to Kobe.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I will say is that whether Vanessa did something, I don't even want to say it that way, but nobody wants to lose their daughter. No mother wants to bury their child. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So losing your husband may be one thing, but you don't bury your kids.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. The fact that she lost both and the fact that, you know, he's not there to mourn the daughter.
Yeah.
And she's not there to mourn the father. It's a horrible thing. I'm not going to involve.
No parent wants to bury their child. That's out of order.
Yeah. No, that's healthy facts.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you know what I'm saying? You got other families that, you know, like, you know, I believe there was like, what was it? Gigi's coach. It was like coaches and other family members. Yeah. So, you know, definitely condolences to, like, all the parties, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, shit's fucking ridiculous, you know, across the board.
Tragedy, man.
Yeah.
Just like I said, prayers for the family. Just, you know, they're handling it the best way they can, man. Like, I can't relate. I don't think anybody else here can relate to that situation. We just know that it's tragedy.
You can only sympathize.
Yeah.
Just do like it's been done, you know, celebrate the life and, you know, just, you know, like y'all had pointed out very well with the memorial and, you know, I was definitely dope and just, you know, continue to, you know, have that remembrance and, you know, paying homage.
And always remember, there's no I in team, but there is a me in that motherfucker.
Man, that's hilarious. That is an M-E in that motherfucker.
I think Shaq's laughing online on that one, but that's just me. Hey, look, speaking of celebrations, man, Harvey Weinstein this week. he was convicted of rape, and he's facing 25 years. I've heard that he's hiring a prison consultant
to help. We gonna get hard?
Nah, I mean, well, to help navigate his incarceration. I guess he's...
So, get hard.
Yeah, I guess he's getting... Yeah.
He's getting hard himself.
Yeah.
Help him on the rules and the customs of prison.
How old is this man? He looks really old.
Well, he could be 30. He white.
So. Yeah, he is an older guy, but...
They do get crib keeper status real fast.
Hey, like heavy cream.
The views of Kellen Tyson represent Kellen Tyson.
And everyone else here.
He was sliding on a stroller or something. What did you call
that? She's in a stroller!
I will say this. He got very sicker after that... after they said guilty.
I can't blame him. That will age you instantly.
Well, that's like Suge Knight. Remember Suge went blind.
But I'm blind.
Suge was blind. You know, Bill Cosby was blind. I will say this week, I've seen really not a lot of that. Like when Bill Cosby went, we've seen a lot of jokes about him. We've seen a lot of people speaking bad about him with the Weinstein situation. To me, it's been very quiet. It hasn't been as publicized as the Bill Cosby situation.
Let me ask you, are we talking like in the media or regular people, just so I understand what
I would say both.
Okay.
I don't think too many people know who he is. I know people know him. I know a lot of people know him, right? But think about the generation that really is making the memes and the jokes.
Yeah, that generation didn't have the personal emotional effect on us that Bill Cosby did.
And I think that's what
so Bill Cosby going down. That's more of a we're connected to Bill.
People be like, "Oh, y'all don't talk about him." Well, nigga, it's you talk about the shit that you have a connection to.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's just that simple. Yeah.
I had to look him up to see who he was, you know, to see what he had done. Because, of course, when you say something about Bill Cosby or R. Kelly or Suge Knight, we got a connection because we grew up on that being in the media. That was something that was in our households. Mm-hmm. So, there you go.
See, I know Harvey Weinstein because Dame Dash.
I know him because, I'm a big movie buff, you know, with Miramax and, you know, Pulp Fiction and all those films back in the day.
Fantastic.
He's made a lot of money. Worked with Tarantino. You know, Tarantino backed out from that, and he's working with another company now.
Smart man.
But, 5 to 25. You know, he could have got more.
He gonna do 5, though. Because he got third degree rape, right? As opposed to the first degree.
What were the specifics? I'm not sure.
It's been alleged that he's been, like, harassing women in Hollywood for years. But these were some recent cases. Within the last five, six years.
He don't look like he can do anything.
Well, he did something.
He's trying to put the goddamn pills to do when you got the money.
Yeah, he did something.
He popped a booty. Yeah, right?
So is he going to an actual prison or is more like a resort style? You know,
he
like
been sentenced yet, right?
No, I mean,
he'll probably go to some type of protected custody.
You know,
I mean, he got that much
money. He got money, yeah.
But he ain't going nowhere. He's going to be there.
While we're speaking about Harvey Weinstein, we've seen pictures of him circulating with Oprah and Gayle King. I want to get into the segment where, you know, Snoop Dogg caught a lot of flack when he called her, what was it, dog face?
Funky dog head, bitch.
Yes.
I called her one.
And he's been going on a... he's been going on tour, apologizing within the last few weeks. I want to say he was on Red Table Talk the other day.
That was
wow.
I didn't see that.
And he looked like goddamn dope.
She be getting some stuff about them people.
Yeah. That nigga, did you see him?
Nah.
He looked like a dope and pussy goddamn turtleneck, boy.
Jada be pulling your emotions about
you. Nah, fuck that. Jada be capping for these white folks is what she be doing.
Oh, Lord. The views of Kale do not represent. Let's just shout out Kara.
You can go ahead and get me started. You know, this is my shit right here.
But the thing is, Jada, she even opened up about the generational curse that so many of us women go through with our mothers and our grandmothers,
yeah,
right?
That's called buzzwords to get you into it.
Well, I don't think, no. Okay. It's a real thing. Because
that doesn't mean it's not real.
Did she jump into Snoop, though, when he came on the show? Did she bring him on the show to make him apologize?
What she said is, because when you were talking about Gayle, I felt like it was me. You know, and I was like, no, not Snoop. The same nigga who said it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none.
Bitches ain't shit.
Come on, bitches ain't shit. Well, DJ tricks, Easy Dick. Tricks. Like, come on, man. Like,
9 5 plus 4 pennies.
Go on with that bullshit. Go on with that bullshit, man. Stop. Could he be considered wrong for calling that lady a bitch specifically? Sure. That doesn't take away from the message that he gave. And what people are losing in this whole thing is Gayle went and you could call it attacked or whatever you want to say she did. But Vanessa Bryant is still here, my nigga. Like, she got to hear that shit about her husband while she's still grieving. Like, bitch, where are your apology at? Apologize to that woman and her children.
Yeah, it was irresponsible.
Yeah, very irresponsible.
She did it for the views.
I get that Snoop wants to apologize once, but to continue talking about it, when she had to come and say that she was wrong for what she did, she just wanted to say she was doing journalism. I don't agree with that.
That shit corny, bro. Because you had all that, what was that, 2003?
Yeah.
Was it 16 years?
I mean, the world is mourning Kobe. If you see in all the sports, they're showing respect. Bill Russell had a Kobe jersey on.
I know. He probably didn't know he had it on, but he had it on.
The views of Kale do not represent stuff.
Did you see that nigga, Bill Russell?
I will say, Bill Russell is the Morgan Freeman of the NBA. I will say this? That.
That nigga was old when he was the first black coach.
What is this, some words?
Y'all gonna leave Bill alone. Hey, that motherfucker got 11 rings, man.
Fuck nigga, play for the Celtics. Fuck Bill Russell.
But I want to shout out all the sports for showing the love for Kobe Bryant, man. I've seen tennis.
Yes.
I've seen everything, man. I'm waiting to see the NASCAR. I'm waiting to see the Kobe Bryant car. Hopefully NASCAR do that. Mm-hmm. But you know.
That would definitely break all cultural boundaries of fucking NASCAR as a...
Tony Stewart don't drive him. He was the only husband.
As a Kobe car.
Yeah.
I mean, that would definitely be some monumental shit.
I could see Dan Kilpatrick doing something like
that. She probably,
I could see that.
Her or Tony Stewart.
I think she didn't give it up.
Yeah, they both gave
it up. I think Aaron Rodgers was beating this. I'm sorry. The reason Snuff McGee did not represent Snuff McGee. Shout out Aaron Rodgers, man.
Why?
Because he's one of the GOATs.
I mean, but he's a piece of shit.
Anyway. Before we get out of here, let's have a quick conversation, man. Giannis, last name. Okay. And James Harden has been having a beef going on. Charles Barkley had asked Giannis if he considered Harden over Kemba Walker or Trae Young. Giannis replied, I want someone that's going to pass the ball. Now, Harden did dig back. He said, I wish I could be 7 feet and run and just dunk. I mean, he was saying, like, that takes no skill at all. I got to actually learn how to play basketball and how to have skill.
That's corny.
It's corny, but I mean, do you look at Giannis as a skilled basketball player?
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Over James Harden. You think it takes more skill for Giannis than it does for Harden?
To be 7 foot and be able to shoot and do the things that he does,
I would say he's long. He's fast. He's like a deer. He plays for the Bucks. He's like a deer.
Okay.
The views of Kevin not represent something here, friends. I would say we do not appreciate James Harden, man. Within the last 5 years, every year he's top three in MVP. Every year we know he has a ball.
Every year he's top three in free throws.
And he can't be stopped. Now, with European players, it's crafty. The Euro step. These moves. When Harden does it, he's traveling.
I never said any... Fuck Manu Ginobili, too.
I didn't hear all this hate for Ginobili.
I didn't know you then.
I'm just saying. I didn't hear it from other people. I'm not just talking about you, Kel. I'm hearing a lot of people giving Harden a bad time. In the playoffs, does he not show up? I wouldn't say that, but he doesn't perform like he does in the playoffs. I mean, in the regular season. But What's it say during the regular season, him having to carry all that weight ain't catching up with them. Let's see this year with him and Russell Westbrook, how they do in the playoffs.
They will not do well.
No, it ain't going to
work. They will not fare well at all.
Ever since they went to the small ball, they only lost one game. And that was a buzzer beater against the Jazz.
Would you like to bet that they won't make it out the first round?
Yeah, but small ball in a 4 out of 7 series is different than small ball in one night.
If you get
your ass whooped.
They do have to go through L.A. Yeah. That is the only team I think they can't beat in the West.
I mean,
They could beat the Clippers. They could beat the Clippers.
I don't really see.
They can beat the Clippers.
I feel like y'all are giving the Clippers.
You're giving the Clippers too much credit.
I don't know
if Houston can beat Portland in a 7-game series.
Come on, man.
Portland, they're not in it yet. They're creeping on the 8th.
I'm just saying,
but
that's the point that I'm making. I don't know if Houston could beat them in a 7-game series. Not saying Portland. I think Portland gonna make it. They struggling, but
we do forget that a couple years ago they were this close to beating the Golden State Warriors before Chris Paul got hurt.
Yeah, but they don't have Chris Paul no more.
I think Russell Westbrook is actually an upgrade.
Not for the playoffs.
I think so. Because Chris Paul, has he ever stayed healthy? Has he ever really performed in the playoffs?
Not in the last 7 years. He's been in and out.
I mean, they did make the finals.
That one because of Russell Westbrook.
It was because of Westbrook. It was Westbrook, Harden, and Durant, and Ibaka on the same team. Westbrook, there you go. You're disrespecting Westbrook now. This is a former MVP.
And
he deserved to be MVP that year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, no, he's legit, but he's talking about winning a championship, man. He need more elements than just two gunners.
Well, they picked up Covington. They have the defenders. They have P.J. Tucker. Do they have the length? They don't. But with that small ball, all I'm saying is they've only lost one game. I mean, D'Antoni, he's working on something.
When the fuck has D'Antoni ever been good in the playoffs? He don't coach defense.
He
literally.
But he gets you there.
He can get, nigga, it don't matter if you can't defend.
But the last couple of years, playing against the Golden State Warriors over the last 6 years.
Yeah, that's not fair to anybody.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
But ever, when he coached New York.
Yeah. That shit don't count.
Why not?
Nothing
in New York.
When he Carmelo Anthony said they would come to practice and literally not work on defense for weeks.
Has Carmelo worked on defense in Syracuse? Let's be real.
That's fair. No. I don't have an argument for that. That's fair.
Shout out early Carmelo days. That's dope.
Shout out Hakeem Ward. But now Melo hasn't played defense, man.
Yeah,
he's on offense.
Neither has James Harden.
Yeah, he's getting better. He's in the top 10 in steals, man. Top 10 in steals.
No,
that doesn't mean you play good defense, honestly.
I don't think Giannis should have won MVP last year. That's me talking.
You're not respecting Giannis.
The stats are this. Before we get out of here, Houston was a 14 seed at the beginning of the season. They made it up to a 4 seed. Last season, Harden had 32 30-point games, 8 50-point games, and 2 60-point games. Was he stat stuffing? Yeah. But did he go from 14 to a 4 seed with Chris Paul missing a lot of time? Yes, they did.
Nobody's saying Harden's not a beast. Nobody's saying that. But Harden saying, back to the initial question, Harden saying that he's more skilled than Giannis. I mean, that's you're comparing apples to oranges.
Agreed.
They got two different games.
Mm-hmm.
They have two different intentions. What I do know is that people that Giannis' size can't do the things that he do. So he's obviously more skilled than the average person at that size.
I'm not saying he's not skilled at all, but what I'm talking about with James Harden, the man can score whenever he wants to score. Playing a two guard, but now he's playing
Harden
a point.
But Harden cannot play both sides of the court the way Giannis plays both sides of the court.
He's long. He's long. And that was the thing. He said he wished he was 7 feet and he could run.
It ain't even just long. There are people the same height and size as Harden that plays better defense than he plays. There are a lot of people.
But again, not a lot can score like Harden can score.
But that's what I'm saying. He's a one-trick pony. That's it.
That's a hell of a trick, though.
It's a great trick.
It's a trick we've seen before.
Are you saying he's the new version of Dominique? Is that what y'all are saying? Because Dominique was a scorer. That's all he could do.
Nah.
But he couldn't score like Harden.
Nah, I think Harden is one of he's a killer as it pertains to offense. You know, I don't think we've ever seen anybody do what he did in a period of that time. But
nigga, Kobe Bryant.
Nah, he never did what Harden did.
Not 10 assists. They go with the 30 points.
That ain't what he said. We said scoring. We were literally talking about scoring.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we were literally just talking about
scoring. I don't think Kobe had like 4 years.
It's still fresh, man.
He was putting 30 up.
He literally did, though. From like 04 to
It was up there. I don't think it was 30 plus. So we can stat look. But Harden is average, was averaging, what, 36 a game last year?
36 a game, yeah.
36 a game.
He's been in the 30s for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
So I don't think we've seen anybody do that.
He scored 81. We'll score 4 60-point games in a row.
But well, we got a few more months. Players are coming up.
Okay.
We'll check it out.
I don't think he'll be the one to put up 81, though. You know who I think will put up 81?
Who?
Trae Young. I can see that nigga putting up 81.
That's because he shoots from like half court every time.
Like it's nothing, though. That.
Man can't be stopped.
I think Steph Curry,
once he get healthy and get back into his rhythm, I think he can put up
81. Who's that
name?
Could.
Steph Curry.
Curry, Clay. I think
Clay could put up 81. Because Clay could have put up 81 before.
Yeah, they can light it up.
They're getting older, man. Are they 30 plus?
Steph is. I think Clay might be 29.
No, well, Steph came to the league and a bad ankle. So now he's starting to get injury prone again.
Something I want to share real quick with the small ball thing, real quick, is that if Houston's shooting is good enough, I feel like they could possibly win everything. If their shooting is good, that's a big if their shooting is good enough, because Golden State, they won with kind of like that small ball format. However, that's because when you got two of the, you could argue, greatest shooters in history with fucking Clay and Steph, that's a key part to that. Draymond is that glue dude, so.
You got to enforce it in Draymond,
Yeah, so if.
But then you got KD, one of the greatest perimeter shooters of our time right now. I mean, nobody shoots perimeter like KD.
Exactly. So that goes to the whole thing with, but even before KD, because they won a championship before KD.
Yeah, they did. Right?
So, yeah. And they had that formula.
Yeah. So, but they had a deep bench before KD.
Yeah.
And then when they got KD, they emptied the bench, but they added KD.
Yeah.
They ain't never run into a team long as the Lakers, though, right now.
Oh, Houston?
Nah, Golden State, during they run, they ain't running to a team long like the Lakers is right now. And that's not even just I'm a Lakers fan, but that's just a fact.
Yeah, and they said DeMarcus may be coming back. So, like I said, a couple more months,
I think they could do it, though, but the shooting has got to be on point. If they have one of those bad shooting stretches, like I think it was maybe a season or two back where it was like four, it was just like a horrible stat, but they couldn't hit anything. If they do that type of shit, that's going to be a wrap.
They're going to run through cold streaks, but...
We'll see. I mean, it's a shooter's league now. Yeah. Right up in the dungeon. Shout-outs, Tice.
Yo, just want to shout-out everybody here doing beautiful things, man. You know, just real happy to see everybody, you know, striving for success, getting their goals done. Shout-out my man, L-Dub. Just the brothers in the circle, man. You know what I mean? I ain't going to go through the whole list, but, just everybody that's doing the thing, man. Much love to everyone.
No doubt.
Word.
Kel.
You already know, man. Same old, same old. Shout out to everybody here. Shout out to the family. Shout out to my daughter. Special shout out to this man sitting beside me right here. This man's hilarious. He does good things in the community. It is not often that you meet someone that can play both sides like this man does. And I mean that in a good way.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, this brother right here, definitely shout out to him. And shout out to my nigga Snuff. You already know. Male the Lipstick Diva with the lip in the gap.
Okay.
Mr. White.
Man, shouts out to all y'all, man. Thank y'all for having me. Appreciate the conversation. And again, to the people that's out there, March 21st, come out. I got something to tell you. You want to hear it. Trust me. Appreciate you, Snuff, for having me again, man.
No doubt, babe. Yeah. Anytime.
All right, y'all. First of all, shout out. First of all, shout out to the girl that did my frontal, Barbie Lou. I told her I was gonna shout her out. She laid these edges. You hear me? Okay. But yeah, shout out to Snuff McGee and friends. I am friends, but shout out to everybody here, and definitely special shout out to my family that came through. Make sure y'all drop by on March 6th, like she stated. And shout out to all my fans that's following me on my YouTube channel. Y'all are loved. Gang, gang.
Mm. Shout out to Tarsha. Star. Definitely. Sorry, Star.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Star.
Heroes, baby.
What's the song? Shine Star.
I was thinking more like the Purple Rain joint, Baby, I'm a Star. You know?
Nice.
You remember that? Remember that song? Yeah, she's a star. That's, you know, of course. But like I said, March 6th will be there. Shout out to y'all for coming through tonight. Shout out Bam for agreeing to stop by.
Definitely.
Join the Snuff Begin Friends. I want to thank Mel for stopping by. Mel's got a new spot. We're not going to say where. We're not going to put you on blast like that. But congratulations to you for that.
Definitely. Thank you.
Dope.
Yeah.
Like I said, March 21st, catch a Snuff McGee and Friends comedy show. Snuff McGee open mic will return in April as well. All
right.
Event location at a later date. We'll let you know. We want poets. We want comics. We want rappers. We want singers. It's open mic, man. Anybody want to stop through? Come on, stop by, man. Shout out to Money Executives Entertainment, LLC, Jay Prince. What's going on with you, man? Come back to the dungeon.
Yeah.
Raw Talent, Snuff McGee and Friends. Shout out Miss Tink.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Tink.
Yeah.
Raw.
Videography, we're going to have a video done. Our career cheerleader will be at that event as well. Snuff McGee and Friends comedy show. Shout out to her for the last video she did for us.
Because she's so successful. Shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out. Hashtag successful.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Once again, I appreciate you guys stopping by. Let's do this again. I am Snuff McGee, joined by...
It's your man Tyson back in the building.
Hey, man, you already know it's your boy Kel.
Your boy comedian Micah Bam Bam White.
Mel the Lipstick Diva.
I be out. Oh,
hey,
I'm sorry.
And lastly, shout out to the sponsor that didn't pay their bill at the beginning of the show. Pay your bill, your name be said next time. All right.
Run that check.
Appreciate it. We out. Peace.
Hey. Chill.
You've been listening to Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the Dungeon.